Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Barbara Torres. Thank you all for joining our regular board meeting of the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors. Please make sure you are on mute. We are all joining teleconference so we don't hear any feedback. Today is June 29th. It is now 6 p.m. Rabbi Belia, can you please call the meeting to order?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're beginning our regular board meeting at 6 p.m. June 29th, 2020.
Thank you. As a reminder, our meeting is being recorded. Members of the public, if you do wish to state your name, you can do so. If you don't, it is up to you. Staff and board members, please make sure to state your name before speaking. Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and take attendance. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanow?
Yes.
Dr. Dikla? Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Mr. Orizal?
Here.
Mr. Mohammeda?
Here.
Thank you. Next, we have approval of the agenda. So the agenda has two changes, which would be to remove item 4B, approval of MPS summer school policy, and take it to the board on July 1st. And the second one is to remove item 4B, certification of assurances, protective prayer certification, and application for funding. That item is not ready to be accessed, so we're removing both of these items. So the motion to approve the agenda is to approve the agenda as presented with the removal of item 4B and 4D. Any questions?
Is there a motion?
Yes. So is that you, Rabbi Belia, making that motion?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. We'll take both. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanow?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orizal?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammeda?
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved with the two adjustments. Next, we have public comments. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker and 6 minutes if there is any translation needed. Is there any public comment? Mr. Rubalcaba, I believe you had a public comment.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. This is Alfredo Rubalcaba. So, hello, good evening, board members. Good evening, Magnolia family and community. So, obviously, a lot of information coming to us from the state regarding reopening from the California Department of Education, California Department of Public Health, and Magnolia is unique that we serve school communities in Orange County, LA County, and San Diego County. So we've been following all the county guidance, health orders. So the 9 yards when it comes to ensuring that we do everything accordingly to all these state agencies, specifically to public health directives. So with that, we've, you know, as all of you know, we started our task force May 5th, and some of you have participated, and, you know, very lengthy but collaborative process. So I just wanted to allow our chief academic officer, Erdin Shajar, who is spearheading the reopening for Magnolia Public Schools, to give you a quick 2-minute update and also timeline for what to expect in the coming weeks. Erdinch?
Yes. Good afternoon, board members, Magnolia staff, and community. We, as Alfredo said, we've been working as a reopening task force group since May 5th with the goal of reopening our schools as safe as possible and continue our high quality instruction. We've had several meetings since then. As Alfred said, we've been following the CDE, CDPH, the county health department, and the district guidance, as well as the reopening plans of other school districts and counties. So we currently we are at a point to collect feedback from our stakeholders, including the parents, staff, students, and then this came after lengthy process of having town hall meetings. We held more than 15 town hall meetings and explained our current understanding of the situation and our considerations, assumptions, and offered our parents and staff with choices and options as part of the surveys we're conducting right now. So the final deadline for the surveys is this Friday, this Wednesday, with that we'll be coming up with a preliminary plans to present to you on the July 9th meeting. So that's coming up with the data and the feedback and the observation and the research we have done regarding our reopening considerations, assumptions, and plans. So we'll be presenting that to you in the upcoming July 9th meeting, and then offering your review and feedback and considerations. So that's the timeline. And with that, I'm turning it back to our Chief Executive Officer, Alfredo Bacala.
Thank you, Adinch. And with that, as all of you know, we are starting our summer school programs across our schools virtually. So all of our schools, two of them will begin July 1st, which is this week. And then the others will start July 6th through the 24th. So quite a bit happening during summer school. It is what I would call less than normal year, and that also includes our summer planning. But I think what's most important is we've been collaborating a lot, and that's great, because with that collaboration, we've been able to come up with some great ideas and great plans moving forward. So we'll keep you apprised of that. With that, I'll turn it back over to Barbara.
Do you have any other public comments? Okay, so first we have our closed session. So the board at this time, our board chair, Rabbi Belia, will announce the items under closed session.
We have a number of items that require a closed session to deal with potential litigation and concluding our agreement with the CEO, and we'll report out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also supervising the Human Resources Department. The board report, which is in front of you right now, along with all the appendixes, is prepared by me and my team. We have been working with YMC in the past 2-3 months. YMC is the Young Meaning Cooper, and they are the legal firm that we have been working in regards to changes to the employee handbook. It's reviewed and finally approved and endorsed actually by them. So this is the number one thing. Number two, we made a lot of major changes last year. So this year's version is really minor compared to what we did last year. The biggest change or addition that we made this year is adding the federal policy, which is something actually we had to embed into the current handbook because of the COVID-19 pandemic. also, along with that, we also added wording about school reopening into the framework. This area is still growing and a lot of things are developing. Based on the current situation as of the end of June, this is the final version. It may actually, you know, we may come back to you with some changes, but as of now, this is the most updated, most ready actually one for the year, the school year of 2020-21. As you know, June 30 is the last day of the fiscal year and school year of 2019-20. So we must have the employee handbook ready for July 1st. So there you go, it is in front of you. And if you have any questions, although it's in the consent, I can answer any questions you may have.
Okay, next consent item is the approval of revised 2020-21 MPS board meeting calendar. And our CEO, Mr. Rubalcaba, will present.
Yes, hello, good evening, board members. So on the MPS board calendar, as you know, there's been different guidance coming to us from the California Department of Education, California Department of Public Health, in the different counties that we serve students, Orange County, San Diego, and LA counties. And with that, one of the guidance on the California Department of Education is to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, one of the best practices is to try to not have as many interactions at a school site and to not try to have as too many activities. So what we're doing here is responding accordingly to these guidelines by moving our board meetings from the different sites in LA County to the home office and having the ability also to do teleconferencing. And with that, just understanding that if we do come to school sites, it will, again, increase our risk or increase the risk of spread of COVID-19. So what you see before you are those changes. Barbara, if you want to add anything to that, specific to what's on the resolution?
No, that's basically it.
Any questions on this one, board members?
So let me get any public comments on the consent agenda. Okay, any questions or comments from our board members? Okay, so the motion would be to approve the consent agenda, the consent items 3A and 3B as presented. Would one of our board members like to move that motion?
I'll move the motion.
Yes. Okay. Second.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Dr. Yapanow. I'll take both. Dr. Yapanow?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orozov?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. The consent items have been approved. Next, we have item 4A, approval of COVID-19 operations written reports for MSA 1 through 8, MSA Santa Ana, and MSA San Diego. Mr. Yilmaz, our Chief Accountability Officer, will present.
Good evening, board members and the public. This is David Yilmaz, the Chief Accountability Officer. Tonight, the agenda in front of you is about the COVID-19 operations written report for our schools. This is a required report by the state. As you may remember, the LCAP for 2021 school year was waived due to COVID-19. And instead of LCAP, the state has asked schools to create a COVID-19 operations report to cover, to talk about the time when our schools were closed and how we addressed, our education programs during school closure. This report is due July 1, tomorrow, and it has to be approved in conjunction with the budget approval. That's why we brought it tonight, in conjunction with the budget approval. There is a second report we are going to bring to you that's going to be in August and September. That report is called Learning Continuity and Attendance Plan, which will be a very detailed report, so that's due in 2 months. So for tonight's report, There are five questions we had to answer in this report. Number one, we need to talk about the changes to our program offerings during school closure. How we address the needs of English learners, foster youth, and low-income students during the school closure. Like how we delivered high-quality distance learning opportunities to our students. How we provided school meals during closure. And if parents needed like childcare and supervision of their children, like what supports did we provide? So there were five questions. So we answered all of those. So we're gonna post those reports after your approval on the school website and submit them to our authorizers and to the county. So I invited two principals to give you a really brief update on their school's report. So Mr. Musa Afsar, are you available?
From MSA, yes, I'm here.
Ahead with your brief summary of your report.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, board members, MPS staff, and community members. This is Musa, principal of MSA 4. I will give you a brief overview of our distance learning program at MSA 4. As you know, we launched our distance learning on March 30th and provided high quality learning to our students until June 12th. We offered both synchronous and asynchronous learning through Google Classroom and Zoom platforms. We use the Zoom platforms as a mean to provide direct instruction to our students, and our teachers posted daily assignments on their Google Classrooms, and students spent about 2 hours daily during distance learning. And our teachers conducted daily Zoom office hours, as I mentioned, to support students' learning. From March 30 to June 12, all of MSA 4 students participated in distance learning at least once, and 86% of our students meaningfully engaged, which means completed their daily assignments, and around 90% of our students improved their grade point average from March to June. And we monitored our students' progress daily. So we use Google Docs to check the progress, our students' progress, and contacted to their parents as needed to improve participation. We also conducted many Zoom information meetings for our parents. We informed them how our program works, and we created a website, Google website, and we posted the week at a glance. So make sure that parents know what their students are going to learn in each week. And we also held a virtual parent-teacher conference. And in addition, all of our students received a Chromebook, and we distributed 18 hotspots to our students to make sure they have internet access. And also our teachers received computers and technology support and hotspots if they need it. And our, in addition, our teachers receive 3 full days PD on distance learning. And in addition to this, they were engaged in weekly collaboration meetings where they shared best practices to improve their distance learning practices. And our services to EL and SPED students continued during the distance learning. These student groups received one-on-one support from their teachers and teacher aides and our mentors. So they used the Zoom platform and they receive extra support in addition to the support they received from their teachers. And our students continue receiving virtual counseling throughout the school closure. We have completed about 23 virtual IEP meetings to make sure everything is going well for those students, and we distributed meals daily at MSA 6 locations and Webster Middle School location, which is our co-locating school, and then we also partnered with One Family LA, and 15 of our students received financial support during the pandemic. In addition, we provided ongoing support to our homeless family, both financial and emotional support to those families and their kids. during these difficult times. And currently, we are working on the reopening plan. We have conducted reopening town hall meeting with our parents to inform them about our plan, and most importantly, to receive feedback from them. And our school is currently being deep cleaned by the LAUSD staff, and we are purchasing personal protective equipment to be ready for the next school year. These are all the updates from MSA4 regarding distance learning and reopening plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alsar. Now I would like to invite our second and last principal, Mr. Jason Hernandez from MSA Bell.
Hi, this is Jason Hernandez from MSA Bell. Good evening, everybody. So just to add on to some of the things that were shared earlier, there were a lot of things that were streamlined across all the MPS schools, but I'll highlight a few things from our school. So our blended learning program at our school, we leveraged it for distance learning. We've been doing blended learning for quite a while and definitely saw the benefits of it when we went to emergency remote learning. So that's something to talk about, and I'm glad to see that we're gonna keep pushing some of these skill sets with our kids. Home office did create an engagement tracker alongside with our engagement tracker and other tools that we use. We're able to monitor student participation and engagement with distance learning. Our Summit platform registered about 94% of the kids engaged. We did have the kids take the NWEA map assessment to see what the learning loss was going to look like, and we had 94% of our kiddos take it. So we're very, very happy to see the results. Of course, there is going to be a lot of work. We have to break down the data and see how we can soften up that learning curve for our kiddos. The other component was our support staff. We're able to utilize our support staff to provide regular check-in on our students and continually close the technology gap. So any kid that wasn't engaged, they were tasked to reach out, talk to families, reach out to students, find out what supports they needed, and provide those supports. If it was technology-based, then, hey, what is it that you need? Hotspot, Chromebook, and we're able to provide that. If it was IT support, we're able to provide that. And it just allowed us to check in on the well-being of our children. This was a very difficult time because we don't get to physically see the kids. So that interaction is very important to ensure that they are okay. And then the other piece is we were able to reflect as a staff. Every week, we always had staff meetings. We always shared best practices. And at the end, we're able to reflect. And we decided as a school, we need to continually build up some of these essential soft skills with our kids. We saw benefit from kids being able to learn how to utilize emails to communicate with one another during this time. So, you know, we dedicated as a staff, we're gonna try to identify some of these skill sets. So when we come back in August, if we have to go back to remote learning, our kids already have some tools, you know, some tools available to them to make this happen. And that's all I got from MSA Bell. I'll take any questions.
Thank you very much, Jason. So, dear board members, this was about our COVID-19 operations written report. As I said, this report was mostly about the past 3 months when our schools were closed, summarizing our efforts. The next report is going to be about next school year, the learning continuity and attendance plan we will bring to you in August for public hearing and September for approval. There will be a detailed report similar to this one, but it will address learning loss of students, the details of the curriculum and distance learning, PD we provide to our teachers, the technology, as well as all the funds, how we are using the ESSER funds, federal state funds to help with this. So that report is and gonna come in the future. Between now and then, our Chief Academic Officer, Mr. Ajar, will bring to the board our reopening plans. So there will be more discussion in the upcoming meetings. So that's all from us, unless you have any questions we'd like to answer now.
Before we go to questions, is there any public comment on this item? Okay, board members, comments or questions?
I okay. just want to thank all the staff members for responding such a good manner to this pandemic. Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanow. So the motion is to approve the COVID operations written report for all MPS. Do we have a board member who'd like to move that motion?
I can move it.
I'll second.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanow, and we'll take Dr. Digbaja second. I'll take votes. Dr. Yapanow?
Yes.
Dr. Digbaja?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yeah.
Mr. Orizal?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. Next, we have 4C, because as you may recall, 4B was removed. So 4C is approval of 2020-2021 EPA spending plans for all MPS. This was approved by the Finance Committee just earlier today, but Ms. Montijo, our Chief Financial Officer, will present.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Staff recommends that recommended for approval by Finance Committee, we request full approval of the board for the 2021 EPA spending plans for all of our MPS sites. This will ensure that all of our EPA funds that we are going to receive from the state is going to be used to pay salaries for all of our certificated and instructional staffing, and that no funding will be spent on admin and administration and other administrative costs.
Do our Finance Committee members... Oh, go ahead, Ms. Montijo, sorry.
That's okay. The EPA funds are estimated and included in the budget that we are also presenting to the board tonight.
Okay, any other thoughts or comments from the Finance Committee members before we ask for public comments?
I don't have any. At the moment, this is
I don't have any. It's pretty straightforward. This is Nikon.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from the public on this item? Okay, comments or questions from our board? Okay, so the motion is to approve the 2020-21 EPA spending plans for MSA 1 through 8, MSA Santa Ana, and MSA San Diego.
So moved, this is Sadar.
Thank you, Mr. Rizal.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Go ahead and take votes. Dr. Yapanow?
Yes.
Dr. Digbaja?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orizov?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. Next, we have item 4E, 2020-21 Magnolia Public Schools budget, including master list of contracts over $25,000. This was also approved by the Finance Committee. Ms. Montijo, our Chief Financial Officer, will present.
Good evening again. Staff recommends that the board approves the recommended approval of the adopted budget for 2021 as reviewed and recommended by the Finance Committee. We are also requesting approval of all vendors and ongoing contracts that are over $25,000 for the fiscal year 2021 as listed in the attached document. Also approval of the home office management fee structure for fiscal year 2021 as reflected in the budget presented to you tonight.
Comments from the Finance Committee?
I think the board members, most of the board members were present when we were discussing at the finance committee level. So if the board has any questions, we, our staff and, you know, we are here to discuss and address those questions at this time.
Okay, before the questions, any public comments on this item? Okay, board members.
So the fee structure is not changing, right? It's just whatever we approved earlier, home office fee structure.
The home office structure is not changed. However, the total amount that has been allocated to each school has been changed and decreased accordingly based on the May revised assumptions.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. I guess because of this COVID-19, it's bringing a lot of uncertainty. So are we expecting to modify this budget again in the upcoming weeks, months?
Yes, we are definitely going to revise the budget because, as I mentioned earlier, this budget that we are adopting tonight is based on the governor's May revisions. And as of last week, we have received several changes and revisions that were already agreed upon by the legislature and the governor, which includes the restoring of the 7.92% cut in the LCFF calculation, and we're still waiting for other revisions to come as we go probably this week.
I am not seeing an additional attached document for contract list and the home office fee structure. I just see the budget on the board on track.
It's towards the end. I think it's the second to the last page. Let me scroll down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the CMO structure is the second to the last page.
Okay, so contract list also here. Okay. It would have been made more sense to give these one pages first, then the budget. Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions, board members? Okay, I'll read off the motion. Let me scroll back up. Okay. The motion is for the board to adopt the fiscal year 2020-21 budget as reviewed and recommended for approval by the MPS Finance Committee. Also to approve all vendors and ongoing contracts over $25,000 for fiscal year 2020-21 as listed on the attached document. And to approve the home office management fee structure for fiscal year 2020-21.
Yeah, I can. I make the motion. So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Orzov. Thank you.
I'll second it, Mikhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll go ahead and take votes. Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Dr. Dikbash?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. Next, we have approval of the CEO metrics, evaluation measures, and contract renewal. Dr. Yapan, are you presenting this item?
Yes. So in closed session, we discussed this, and metrics were, there were no further feedback on the metrics presented as presented. So the approval of metrics will proceed. However, for the contract, legal review is still pending. So the contract is not finalized. For that reason, we are extending the current contract until we can finalize and approve the new contract in our July regular meeting, along with a compensation study to be prepared by our HR document. Let me know if I forget anything.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So So this is the motion I'm making.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Theriapana. Do we have a second?
I second it. This is Ella.
Thank you, Mr. Orzov. I'll take both. Dr. Theriapana?
Yes.
Dr. Jaikbash?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. That's the end of our action items. We only have one information item, and that is 5A, Overview of Annual Authorizer Oversight Reports. Mr. Yomos will present, our Chief Accountability Officer.
Good evening, board members and the public. This is David Yomos, the Chief Accountability Officer. So this is a routine item that we update you about our authorizer's visits during the year. So all 10 schools had their visits. Let's start with MSA Santa Ana. The visit was 2 days on February 5 and 6. The visit was in person. I mean, we didn't have COVID-19 in February. So we received a letter from the CDE stating that the school is in compliance with the charter petition and the MOU. So there were no issues. It was a successful visit. San Diego Unified School District, the visit was over Zoom, virtual meeting. The principal did a great job. There are no findings of non-compliance. I mean, we did not receive any letter or report from the district, San Diego Unified, but verbally, we know there are no issues. Los Angeles County visits, LACO, four schools, MSA 1, 2, 3, and 5 are under LACO. Again, the visits were virtual. They participated in our teachers' teachings over Zoom and then attended staff meetings and such. And verbally, again, it was a successful visit. We did not receive any reports. For LAUSD, three of the four visits were in person. One visit was virtual. As of last week, we only received one report from LAUSD, MSA 6's report, and I have attached it. Today in the afternoon, we received the remaining reports, but I was not able to add them to the agenda, so it will come to you at the next meeting. MSA 6 received the following scores: governance 4 out of 4, so great job on the board, home office, and the school site. Student achievement and educational performance, 3 out of 4. Organizational management programs and operations, 4 out of 4. Fiscal operations, 3 out of 4. In the report, I also put some excerpts for you to read, like the summary pages. Governance, no corrective action required. I mean, there are 4 out of 4. Student achievement, we are at 3 out of 4. There are a few areas that we need to improve. Organizational management and operations, 4 out of 4. Fiscal, 3 out of 4. They asked us to write a short, action plan to address late fees and late payments to vendors. But it was a successful 3 out of 4. So that's, in a nutshell, the visit report. And I would like to turn to Mr. Rubalcava, if you would like to add anything regarding this oversight visit.
Yeah, thank you, David. Appreciate Alfredo Rubalcava again. So as David said, we will bring the additional reports to the July 9th meeting. And I also will work with the finance department to bring forth an action plan on the area of fiscal operations. So you'll have that information. And we're hoping also to, as we did last year, to get the LACO reports, which happened in late January, early July. So hoping to bring those before you. If they don't come before July 9th, then we'll bring them at the next scheduled meeting. But we will have follow-up to this at the July 9th meeting. So that is forthcoming.
So that's all. If you have any questions, please share.
Thank you, Mr. Yomans. Any comments from the public? Okay, any comments or questions from our board members? Okay, if there's nothing else, that is the end of our meeting. We are having a special meeting July 1st at 7 a.m. I will post that agenda within the 24 hours of the meeting and see you all then. Dr. Yapana, can you adjourn the meeting? It is 8:06 p.m.
Yes, thanks so much for everyone's participation. We are adjourning the meeting at 8:06 p.m. Thank you, and I'll see you on July 1st.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Take care. Be well.